So let me first of all say that I have no financial relationships to disclose. Cancer affects a significant proportion of U.S. workers. In the United States alone, there are over 11 million persons who have had a cancer diagnosis. And of those persons, there are approximately 1 million persons who are newly diagnosed every year. And 40% of these persons are between the ages of 18 years and 65 years. So that's a significant number of our population that are within the working age. And a lot of these people continue to work beyond 65 years of age. As such, it's very important for us to investigate the factors that are very important to and that affect the persons that continue to work post-diagnosis or that may affect persons' decisions to return to work after diagnosis. The purpose of this study was therefore to model and assess the complex relationship between health indicators and the employment status for cancer survivors of working age. We used pool data from 1997 to 2010 National Health Interview Survey, and we used survivors that were 18 years and older, and we had a total of 25,285 survivors. And these were persons who answered yes to have you ever been diagnosed or told by a doctor that you had cancer. So we looked at activities of daily living, functional limitations, psychological distress. For activities of daily living, we use the activities of daily living as defined by the National Cancer Institute. We looked at persons who had two or more functional limitations. And for psychological distress, we used the six psychological distress questions that are listed in the National Health Interview Survey and using the Kessler 6 scale. We looked at health status, which was divided into good to excellent health or poor to fair health and employment, yes or no for employed. For our methods or an analysis, we use SAS version 9.2 to concatenate the data and to merge the data. And we used MPLUS to do our structural equation modeling. We looked at individual measurement models for our activities of daily living or functional limitations and our psychological distress to make sure all the questions that were asked were loaded onto each of those and that they made a good fit before we loaded them into the model. So all the latent variables were measured individually, and then we measured them as a three-factor model. We then estimated and hypothesized the structural equation model, which you'll see afterwards, and then we evaluated the model fit in terms of the CFI values and the RMSEA. And we use a 0.95 or greater for the comparative fit index, and we use a 0.05 or less for the root mean square error of approximation. So functional limitations and the psychological distress gave us a very good fit with the three main measures of activities of daily living. The model was saturated, but it was very good when we fit all three latent variables together for a three-factor model. So then that model gave us a good enough fit to put in the overall model. We found that employment was positively associated with a report of health status and psychological distress, but was inversely and significantly related to activities of daily living and age, and that health status was inversely related to functional limitations as well as psychological distress. Now, based on our model, we found that persons with a significant amount of activities of daily living were 0.65 times less likely to report good to excellent health, and persons who had two or more functional limitations were 0.46 times less likely to report good to excellent health, and that persons who had a psychological distress report or score that was very high were 0.53 less likely to report good to excellent health. In looking at the other social factors, then we found that for age, that for every 5 years increment in age, we would expect or we would see that there was a 0.2 times or 24% increase in the odds of reporting good to excellent health. And so we found that persons, as they got older, were more likely to report better health. And I have there an asterisk next to time since diagnosis because this is connected to your age. And that is because we found that as persons got older, the time since diagnosis got longer because a lot of people were diagnosed at a particular age. However, we found that as the time since diagnosis increased, they were more likely to report good to excellent health. However, there was a period of time where we found that as the time since diagnosis got much longer, wherein people got very old, then the report of health decreased. So that was more greatly dependent on age and not necessarily as heavily on the time since diagnosis. For gender, for women compared to men, they were more likely to report good to better health. And for education, those with a better education, those that were poor, less education, were less likely to report good to excellent health. In looking at employment, we found similar results that those people with greater activities of daily living limitations were less likely to be employed, and similarly for functional limitations and those with reports of psychological distress, they were 0.7 times less likely to report being employed, that is, continuing to work post-diagnosis. We found that for age, that the persons who were young, as they got older, then they were less likely to continue to work post-diagnosis. And that persons that were healthier were more likely to remain in the workplace, as is expected. When it came to gender, we found that women were less likely to work if we compared them to men, and that for education, those that were lower educated were sometimes less likely to remain in the workforce. So when we look at some of our comparisons that were not on there because they were further broken up by specific levels, we looked at the reports of health and then employment, and we looked at our race. We saw that Black, non-Hispanics, Hispanics, and persons of other race ethnicities were less likely to report good to excellent health. However, there was no significance in their reports of employment. And we found in previous literature that even though these persons are less likely to report better health or more likely to report poorer health, they've remained in the workforce or continue to work despite reporting poorer health status. When it came to cancer type, because we did look at the five main cancer types, we found, as was expected, that persons with lung cancer were much less likely to report good to excellent health status. And they were followed by persons with bladder cancer, colorectal cancer, and prostate cancer. And that for employment, persons with prostate cancer were less likely to be employed, but that women with breast cancer were more likely to return to work and continue to work post-diagnosis. So activities of daily living, functional limitation, and psychological distress are independent predictors of health status, and are better, and we have found that they are also independent predictors of employment among survivors, but together, when they're modeled in the same model, then they provide some more information or more comprehensive pictures of survivors in the workplace, and that despite having better job accommodations, we have found that white-collar workers, which we would expect would stay in the work environment because they tend to have better work accommodations, sometimes tend to leave. And so we've done a lot of research, and we found supporting literature that shows that because of the better job accommodations or all of the benefits that they've had, they have the option of retirement or earlier retirement that is available to them, which is something that a lot of blue-collar workers don't have, or some people in the service industry don't have. And coincidentally, when we look at the percentage of race ethnicities that are employed in these work sectors, then we find that there's a tie between the race ethnicity and the job or job and occupational sectors. So we find that a lot of Hispanics and Blacks fall in blue-collar sectors and service industries, and fewer in the white-collar jobs. And so it goes to it falls hand in hand that we have a larger number of these race ethnicities remaining in the workforce. So for that reason, we find that they report poorer health, but because of the job or occupation that they remain in, then they tend to stay in the work industry. So all ethnicities presented in the model were significantly less likely to report good to excellent health in comparison to whites, yet were more likely to continue to work post-diagnosis. And that there are significant differences in work continuity by cancer type, gender, and age, and that further studies on occupational disparities will better model these differences. And so after these analyses, then I plan to look at occupational disparities added to this model. Thank you.
Do we have any questions for our presenter? Yes, ma'am. I'm going to ask our presenters to please repeat the question for the audience so that everybody can hear it and then respond.
So health insurance is going to be a major part of the next model, and that is because health insurance is one of the main reasons that I've found that a lot of people choose to stay employed, because if you leave the workforce once you've been diagnosed with cancer or leave your job, it's difficult for you to get health insurance, especially if it's tied to your employment. So for a lot of people, they try to hold on to that job. So it's definitely going to be in the next model. Yes. So, because I use the five most common cancers, my referent category is all other cancer types. Are there any other questions? Thank you.